On this Tuesday of Holy Week, we open with a prayer for deliverance. As we pray, I invite you to reflect on where you find yourself within this prayer. Again, I remind you that you can click anywhere on the PowerPoint slides to follow along and to listen to the meditation song and hymns. Let's pray. In you, O Lord, I take refuge, let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness, deliver me and rescue me. Incline your ear to me and save me. Be to me a rock of refuge, a strong fortress, to save me. For you are my rock and my fortress. Rescue me, O my God, from the hand of the wicked, from the grasp of the unjust and cruel. For you, O Lord, are my hope, my trust, O Lord, from my youth. Upon you I have leaned from my birth. It was you who took me from my mother's womb. My praise is continually of you. I have been like a portent to many, but you are my strong refuge. My mouth is filled with your praise and with your glory all day long. Do not cast me off in the time of old age. Do not forsake me when my strength is spent. For my enemies speak concerning me, and those who watch for my life consult together. They say, pursue and seize that person whom God has forsaken, for there is no one to deliver. O God, do not be far from me. O my God, make haste to help me. Let my accusers be put to shame and consumed. Let those who seek to hurt me be covered with scorn and disgrace. But I will hope continually and will praise you yet more and more. Amen. Rend Collective is a Christian folk rock worship band that began in Bangor, Northern Ireland. In introducing their song, Rescuer, band members write this: I don't know how you feel right now, but I feel like there's so much bad news in the world. Every time I turn on my TV, every time I look at my phone and see notifications that tell me there's another tragedy, or there's something horribly going wrong, and it's totally overwhelming. Did you know that the gospel means good news? And good news has a name, Jesus Christ. He came down from heaven to rescue each one of us. He came down to change our situations. He came down to lift us from the mud. Jesus is a rescuer, and that's why we wrote this song. I invite you to listen and to reflect on how God has been your rescuer. It was God's plan from long ago to rescue fallen humanity. In our saner moments, we understand that life is not what it should be. Most of us have at least a vague notion of how things could be. The hope of something better has long been the vision God has had for people. And it's not just a select few. It's God's dream that all people everywhere should know the hope and joy of divine favor. Listen to what the prophet Isaiah spoke about so many years ago. Listen to me, O coastlands. Pay attention, you peoples from far away. The Lord has called me before I was born. While I was in my mother's womb, he named me. He made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand, he hid me. He made me a polished arrow. In his quiver he hid me away. And he said to me, You are my servant Israel, in whom I will be glorified. But I said, I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for nothing and vanity. Yet surely my cause is with the Lord, and my reward is with God. And now the Lord says, Who formed me in the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him, and that Israel might be gathered to him? For I am honored in the sight of the Lord, and my God has become my strength. He says, It is too light a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the survivors of Israel. I will give you as a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth. Thus says the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel and his Holy One, to one deeply despised, abhorred by the nations, the slave of rulers. Kings shall see and stand up, princes, and they shall prostrate themselves because the Lord, who is faithful, the Holy One of Israel, who has chosen you. Let us pray. Holy God, we humbly come before you in the full knowledge that we are not what you have created us to be. You created all things good. We know that there are things in this world that are so very far away from being good. You created all men and women in your image and likeness. Yet we neglect that image within ourselves, and we ignore it within one another. Through men and women of old, you have spoken in so many ways, trying to call us back to a better way of living, a way of knowing the divine that lives within all of us, the treasure within these earthen vessels. Rescue us, great and mighty God. Set us free from the things that bind us up. Release us from the bondage of limited faith, and place our feet on the rock that is higher, that is bigger and grander than anything we could find on our own. Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God now and forever. Amen. I invite you to click on the PowerPoint slide and take some time to meditate on the words of one of the most favorite hymns of the church, The Old Rugged Cross, as arranged by Mark Hayes. In 1 Corinthians 1:18 through 31, the Apostle Paul writes, For the message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the discernment of the discerning I will thwart. Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God the world did not know God through wisdom, God decided through the foolishness of our proclamation to save those who believe. For Jews demand signs and Greeks desire wisdom, but we proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews, and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. For God's foolishness is wiser than human wisdom, and God's weakness is stronger than human strength. Consider your own call, brothers and sisters. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world things that are not, to reduce to nothing things that are, so that no one might boast in the presence of God. He is the source of your life in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption, in order that, as it is written, let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord. Isaac Watts published the hymn, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross, in 1707. As you listen to the words, I invite you to reflect on things that charm you most. Our gospel reading is John 12:20-36. Hear the word of the Lord. Now among those who went up to worship at the festival were some Greeks. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and said to him, Sir, we wish to see Jesus. Philip went and told Andrew. Then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. Jesus answered them, The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me. And where I am, there will my servant be also. Whoever serves me, the Father will honor. Now my soul is troubled. And what should I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it is for this reason that I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came from heaven. I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again. The crowd standing there heard it and said that it was thunder. Others said, An angel has spoken to him. Jesus answered, This voice has come for your sake, not for mine. Now is the judgment of the world. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself. He said this to indicate the kind of death he was to die. The crowd answered him, We have heard from the law that the Messiah remains forever. How can you say that the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man? Jesus said to them, The light is with you for a little longer. Walk while you have the light, so that the darkness may not overtake you. If you walk in the darkness, you do not know where you are going. While you have the light, believe in the light, so that you may become children of light. There's a meme that's been tracking on Facebook for the last couple of weeks. It's attributed to C.S. Lewis' book, The Screwtape Letters, but that's not where it's from, because it's a conversation between Jesus and Satan, and Jesus and Satan never actually show up in the Screwtape Letters. But it does do a good job of revealing some of the ways in which we can let the light of Christ be our guide, even in the middle of all the darkness that seems to have descended upon us. It goes something like this. Satan says, I will cause anxiety, fear, and pain. I will shut down businesses, schools, places of worship, and sporting events. I will cause economic turmoil. Jesus says, I will bring neighbors together, restore family units. I will bring dinner back to the kitchen table. I will help people slow down their lives and appreciate what really matters. I will teach my children to rely on me and not the world. I will teach my children to trust me and not their money and material resources. As we move on toward Easter, I invite you to believe in the light so that you may become children of the light. Our closing song of reflection is Chris Tomlin's Jesus Messiah. It's about who Jesus is for every one of us.